Emma, you were saying before you had a sort of a epiphany when it came to Rick and Morty earlier.
I admittedly watch Rick and Morty a lot, and so I'm a fan, and I do enjoy it. But it kind of came to me. It was earlier today. We were watching Rick and Morty, and I went to my boyfriend. Why do you like Rick and Morty? Why do we actually like it? It's not relatable, and
yes,
there are some underlying themes, but it's just this unrelatable sort of galactic, and it's just chaotic. And he said, "I don't know." I said, "You don't know why we like Rick and Morty. You don't know why you like it." And he's like, "Oh, it's funny, but it's this really intelligent humor that I think goes over most people's heads. I know that part of it sometimes goes over mine."
Yeah.
I don't know. I prefer to watch something like, if we're talking these kind of shows, I prefer to watch something like BoJack Horseman. It's a really dark, black sense of humor, but the message is really there.
Mm.
But Rick and Morty's just, it's blown up. Like, there's this really dedicated fan base.
Yeah.
You don't just, I'm odd that I just like Rick and Morty. It's odd. It's not,
yeah,
people love.
I just love it in small doses, I guess. But while we're talking about the fan base, that's my problem, personally. I just have, when it comes to like lots of shows, it's usually the fan base that I hate the most, and it's what I associate with the show the most as well.
Yeah.
So there's sometimes where I hear an opinion of like a show or something, and I can't unhear it when I'm watching the show.
Yeah.
So I saw this, I think it's satire. I really think it's satire. But I saw this comment someone left on a Facebook thing about Rick and Morty, and it reads, "To be fair, you have to have a very high IQ to understand Rick and Morty. The humor is extremely subtle, and without a solid grasp of theoretical physics, most of the jokes will go over a typical viewer's head. There's also Rick's nihilistic outlook, which is deftly woven into the characterization. His personal philosophy draws heavily from Narodnaya Volya literature, for instance."
I feel like good, it's guy. Sheldon Cooper who's written this.
The fans understand this stuff. They have the intellectual capacity to truly appreciate the depths of these jokes, to realize that they're not just funny, they say something deep about life. As a consequence, people who dislike Rick and Morty truly are idiots. Of course, they wouldn't appreciate, for instance, the humor in Rick's existential catchphrase, "Wubba Lubba Dub Dub," which itself is a cryptic reference to Turgenev's Russian epic Fathers and Sons. I'm smirking right now, just imagining one of those adelapated simpletons scratching their heads in confusion as Dan Harmon's genius wit unfolds itself on their television screens. What fools! How I pity them. Laughing emoji with tears. And yes, by the way, I do have a Rick and Morty tattoo, and no, you cannot see it. It's for the ladies only, and even then, they have to demonstrate that they're within 5 IQ points of my own, preferably lower, beforehand. Nothing personal, kid. It's just like, I think about that when I watch Rick and Morty. I know that's satire, and that's probably,
but yes,
like,
but
making fun of the usual fan.
Based in truth.
But it is very based in truth, and they're just, I do like the intelligent comedy of Rick and Morty. There are some, like, there was an episode I saw a few weeks ago that was in season one, that's about, Morty exploring, like, a hobo's body.
Yep.
And
yep.
His insides are transformed into, like, a theme park. And I found that really funny, because I used to, like, as a kid, always used to be obsessed. I used to love The Amazing Voyage and films like that, where they, like, shrink down. And they go and explore, and it was like a really funny parody.
Jones.
Yeah. Meet Dave. It was a really funny
Magic School Bus.
Yes, the Magic School Bus. Number one. I used to be obsessed with that.
So long.
I used to be obsessed with that as a little kid. So it was like a really funny nod to those kind of shows and that kind of movie. But I was just like not laughing. I was like, oh, you made a joke about the pancreas. Oh, funny. Oh, you made a duodenum joke. Oh, that's great. But I wasn't, like, laughing my ass off, and I probably wouldn't watch the episode, like, again.
Rick and Morty, when I think of how I react, they're generally little...
Yeah, like, I was finding that. Usually, with other comedies I love, like, I talk about my favourite comedies on the show all the time, but, you know, Community, all those shows make me, like, die with laughter. I don't know, Rick and Morty just doesn't
Dan
do it.
Dan Harmon hit the nail with Community.
He did.
I think...
And then the nail got unhit for a significant period.
I think it's still good. I think Rick and Morty's still good, but it's just really different. I think anyone can watch Community and really enjoy Community. I know. I took a while for me to get into Community. And
I was in from the pilot.
And then
smack bang.
I have to admit, it took me like a few episodes, and then I've got really into it. And then you get to like the last episode of season one, and it's the paintball, and you're just like, "Oh my god, this is great!" And it kind of I felt community because it's the sort of with real life actors, and it's not animation. That it's going back to rom coms in a way. I don't know. For me, being at uni, it's this whole whimsical. If only uni could be like this.
Yeah,
I feel it kind of makes it like grounded a bit more. Like the actors can't travel in time.
Like if Rick and Morty was a real filmed in work. Like a real film show, it would not be as popular as it is.
No, I don't think it would work.
Just because if you saw like Rick as a real character, he'd be the most disgusting, awful real person to look at. Which is what I don't like about the show. I don't like one of the show's main characters. I don't like Rick.
I hate
the heck out of Rick.
My favourite character is Jerry, who's the simpleton dad, and he's just this really naive, innocent, and everyone just takes it out of him. They take the mick out of him, and he's just always like, you know, just going along with life. He's unemployed, can't get a job. He just wants to be employed. He just wants to be liked. And whereas everyone just treats him like shit, and I'm just like, I like you, Jerry. You're really simple. I like the simpleton in him.
It's frustrating because I don't like Rick because he treats Morty really poorly, and it's just kind of like
And then Morty absolutely doesn't worship him. I think he acknowledges.
Well, he keeps on coming back to Rick, and it's like, why are you friends with this guy?
He tells his sister, "You don't want to be his sidekick. You don't want it, but move over. Don't be sidekick." But at the same time, he really wants to be that to Rick, and it's just this striving for attention from both the grandkids and. I don't know. I still enjoy it, but it's not. I don't love it as much as I think I should as a Rick and Morty fan.
Oh well,
not die hard.
Maybe I'll get into it sometime. The new season is out.
Yes.
If you're a fan, give it a watch.
I'm sure they would have.
Yeah. I'm sure you've probably seen it by now.
Just to give you an idea, because on Netflix they're releasing the episodes one by one. We're a bit behind the US.
Yep.
And the first episode of season three got put on Netflix the other day, and I've got two friends who are diehard Rick and Morty fans, and I sent them a message. It was like, episode one, season three, oh, now. And they said, is it called this? And I said, yeah. And they're like, oh, it's been on YouTube for months.
Yeah, no, they did release. They released episode one, but I think it was a prank.
I had no idea.
Or something. I can't remember. I just don't like Rick and Morty that much. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
An in-joke EP. I don't like comedy.
That's okay.
Comedy's officially dead, apparently.